Christine Tanner, who helped turn Sydney into a literary destination as Booktown, says she's closing her last bookstore in the seaside town by the end of the month. Tanner is closing Beacon Books after selling her collection of rare, first edition and other hard-to-find tomes to a company based in Creston, though she did not reveal who bought the entire inventory of more than 10,000 books as well as shelving, chairs and antique fixtures. Christine and her husband, Clive Tanner, who passed away in September 2022 at age 90, were the driving force in creating Sydney's Booktown reputation, owning and operating a half-dozen stores over a 40-year period, specializing in everything from military and first editions to paperbacks, and new and used. The Tanners had moved to Sydney from Whitehorse in 1982, and bought the Star Weekly store. They soon bought the toy store next door and the fish and chip shop at the back, and expanded it to become Tanner's Books. After visiting Hay on Wye in Wales, home to several bookstores and a popular literary festival, they were inspired to make Sydney a bookstore hub. The Tanners opened Beacon Books in 1993, specializing in rare and first edition books. Others followed, including Christine's paperback writer store. In 2001, Clive and Christine sold Tanners to Cliff McNeil Smith, who still owns it today. Clive and Christine were visionary in seeing the potential to create Sydney Booktown, said McNeil Smith. They attracted other owners, including myself, and at its peak, there were 10 bookstores in Sydney. McNeil Smith said Christine's retirement brings an end to an era for the Tanners in Sydney, but their legacy lives on with their first store, Tanners, along with two other long-standing stores, the Haunted Bookshop and Galleon Books and Antiques. While it's not the Booktown it once was, I think the larger community and visitors still see Sydney as a book destination, said McNeil Smith. And people will long remember Clive and Christine Tanner for what they accomplished. Kathy Spate, a customer for 2 decades, joined Christine's staff at Beacon Books 2 years ago. She said Beacon Books was a hub for residents and visitors alike to browse and discover hard-to-find gems. It's always been a great place for finding really good books, said Spate. And working here was so fun because I'm surrounded by my favorite things. I'm very sad it's closing. Customers who entered through a bright red split Dutch door, usually open in the warmer months, found a comfortable 4,000-square-foot carpeted realm lined with bookshelves. They could find a chair to sit and read if they wished, which often happened in front of a small warm fireplace. Christine said sometimes people would nod off with a book. We never asked them to leave, she said with a smile. We let them take their time and enjoy what they were reading. The next week, they would come in and buy 3 or 4 books. I always felt good that people felt comfortable here. Christine said while online ordering has hurt local booksellers, specializing in harder-to-find books still makes stores like hers a going concern. She said Sydney remains a good market for books because it has a mature, retired population and also benefits from tourism and its reputation as Booktown. As she heads into retirement, Christine said she's taking many good memories and no regrets. I think the most satisfying thing, for me, was to see the expression on someone's face when they finally found a book they've been looking for after 4 or 5 years of searching, she said. And also to see children and younger people get excited about the written word, especially with all the distractions they have. With her last bookstore closing, the 86-year-old grandmother of 10 is ready to start her next chapter, including writing her own, long-awaited book. It will be something about books and bookstores, we'll see, she said. It's something I've always wanted to do and here's my chance. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com.